Hello, friends. Hi. Feeling a little anxious today, a little sweaty, a little stressed out. I'm doing dishes right now, and I can't tell if this is recording from my headphones, which I'm hoping for, or the speaker on the phone. And that is me scrubbing. I'm gonna stop doing this now because you know what? It's what I give sugar shit for all the time, and here I am scrubbing my dishes at 9 o'clock in the morning. Why, you may wonder, am I so anxious and stressed out? Well, good question. Pretty simple answer. I may or may not have, I mean, actually, by saying that I absolutely have, accidentally tapped the back of the car in front of me yesterday. Just a gentle little nudge, really. My first at-fault accident in 30 years of driving. And what I want to do is make myself feel really bad about it. And I wanna just come down really hard on myself, if you know what I mean. But what I'm actually gonna do is I'm gonna treat myself as though I were one of my children and slap the shit out of myself. Just kidding. Stay calm, everyone. It was a joke, okay? I've never actually hit any of my kids. Don't ask them. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I don't believe in beating children. Although sometimes I have been known to say fun things like, I'll give you something to cry about, and fucking meant it. I have absolutely done that, but I've never actually hit them. So what I'm gonna, here's what happened. All right. I'm sitting at a light, minding my own business, and I zone out a lot. Like I disassociate a lot. And it was just after work, and I was already thinking about the 10,000 fucking things I had to do when I get home. And at some point, the light turned green, traffic around me started moving, and I let my foot off the brake without realizing that the guy in front of me hadn't moved. And then by the time I kind of, absorbed all of the blatantly obvious information, it was too late, and I tapped him in the back. And I'm saying tap because that's what happened. Like, I didn't smash into him. I just seriously let my foot off the brake a little too early without realizing that he also wasn't moving. And I'm not saying he was texting. I'm not saying that. But I'm not saying that. But either way, does it matter? Because it's my fault. You don't just get to ram people at a, sorry, I was amused myself. You don't just get to ram people, unfortunately, because they haven't gone on a green light. You don't actually get to hit them with your car. You just, you can sit and wait or you can honk a little, but you don't get to hit them. My fault entirely. Very nice young man. I apologize profusely. I did feel really bad. Like that was pretty stupid. You just kind of, you drift off a little bit, bingo bango, hard on the bango, and I hit the fucker. He was very nice. Now I have to deal with this auto pack stuff, and it's like gonna be a not a big deal. My premium will go up probably like $200 or $300 for the year, but I'm maxed out. I'm at the top. I get the biggest discount because I've not been in an at fault accident until yesterday, and I'm sad about that too. But it could have been so much worse. If you really think about it, it could have been worse. And I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm an accident prone person, except usually it impacts me and me alone. Right. So that's where all this fun anxiety is coming from, which like what a fucking joy. I didn't feel shitty enough I had to hit the back of someone's car. And I just hate myself sometimes. Just wish, just pay a little bit more attention to fucking anything. That's not Stardew Valley. Do you guys know what Stardew Valley is? It's this really fun game. It's like an open-ended game where you can like farm and you can mine stuff. And then at some point you can keg fruit wine and you can jar stuff and do canning and sell that. And it's like, it's tickled my donut, if you know what I mean. It's absolutely, sorry, it has glazed my donut. It hasn't tickled it. Just my glonut is dazed. Oh, why did I choose to do this? And then, yeah, poor Coco Stanley. He's over there with, he had a raging ear infection, my dog, Coco Stanley, Stanley Coco. Yeah, we didn't realize he had an ear infection. I don't know much about dogs with floppy ears. And I think in the middle of December, I took him to the vet and I was like, his ears kind of smell bad and they look weird. And I don't like the inside of dogs' ears. They look weird and it's like a belly button for me. I don't like it. Don't bring it around me. I'm not interested. It skeeves me out. I don't like it. And I took him to the vet, and the vet was like, "Have you never had a dog before?" And I felt really like fucking stupid. It's kind of, a shitty thing to say to a person. Like, "Oh, are you fucking stupid? Are you the kind of fucking moron that rear-ends somebody at a green light in the slowest accident in the history of the world? Is that who you are? Okay, yeah, okay then. And I felt stupid. And she's like, "Oh, just wash out his ears. That's just ear gunk." And I was like, "Okay, well, I guess I'm just a fucking idiot then, which is fine. Point taken." She gave him like ear wash. We went home. A month later, I take him to the groomer, and the groomer's like, "Ooh, yeah, like something's not right there. It doesn't. He needs to go to the vet." And I was like, "Okay, fine." We go to the vet. And I went to a different vet because the original "Have you never had a dog before?" vet was too busy. They were too full. And I went to this new vet, and it was they like, examined him, and they looked at his paws and his ears. Oh yeah, he's got an ear infection. Ooh yeah, no problem. And he's got yeast between his paws, which is probably what's getting into his ears and causing the infection. And I was like, oh, great. And then she like did a thorough physical examination, like listened to his heart, checked him for his mobility, gazed into his beautiful brown eyes. And I don't think I've ever seen Coco Stanley like really afraid. Like I've seen him angry, at other dogs and people who are enjoying the weather. Speed walkers. Also, to add to his list of fears is motorcycles. He charged a motorcycle yesterday morning. And like, good for him. But he was shaking. Like Max used to shake whenever we went into the car, and anywhere, ever. I feel like that's my fault. So I'm going to do some more vocal fry to eat up some time here. What was my point? Yeah, so he was shaking and he was scared. And I've never seen him happier to leave a place in my whole life. And yeah, sure, he did see dogs in the waiting room and lost his ever-loving mind. And it's embarrassing. It's like as embarrassing as, say, being at an airport with a fucking 2-year-old kid that just beat the shit out of you with her own shoe. And then open the door on you in an airport bathroom. It's akin, they're sisters. It's a very humbling experience because the other people bought a doodle from like a fucking breeder for $4,000, and they're looking at your fucking wild, crazy Mexican dog freak out about nothing. But he's getting better, okay? He's getting better. What was the point of telling you this? Yeah, he's got a fucking ear infection. There, that was like a one sentence. That was a one sentence story sum up. Okay, he's got a fucking ear infection. Okay, anyway, he had an ear infection. Sorry about the big silence there, and I would edit that, but I don't know where my computer is, and I just don't give a shit. I'm here today to tell you, give yourself a fucking break, okay? We're all trying. We're all gonna be dead soon. Maybe you rear-end somebody with your fucking car like a fucking idiot, and I'm gonna tell you what I'm trying to tell myself, that it's okay. You're just a fuck up anyway. Your life will amount to nothing. You're going to be a fucking jar of dust in the wind at some point. Okay? Just do your best. The best you can is good enough. Try the best you can. Oh, who even knows that song? That was like from the fucking 90s, and I think I hurt my throat. I'm not a singer, clearly. All right, look. Pep talk, you can do it. We are strong, magnanimous women. I delivered a 60-pound box of fucking gold bars or something yesterday by myself. Don't worry though, the box said team lift, but yeah, team of one. Okay? And I did it. And I'm proud of myself because my job is pointless and meaningless, and so am I. Just kidding. It's not pointless and meaningless. We do deliver weed, so that's great. Everybody likes weed. Okay, just thanks for listening. There was no point to the show. Pointless. All right? Okay. Oh, and my sister wife Lisa Rainbow, they're in Vegas right now, having the fucking time of their lives. As well they should. Vegas was made for Lisa. And Lisa, if you ever want to join my retirement Golden Girls ranch, we're gonna have chickens, okay? Maybe we could like smoke some meat and like sit around and drink light beer all day. If you're interested, let me know. Hit me up. Okay? Changeofaddresspod@gmail.com. You could leave an iTunes review if you're a new listener. That'd be really great if you just went on the podcast app and just hit 5 stars. Okay? Could you? Just think about it. It's free. I know this show sucked. There's no fucking point to it. Yeah. I was just washing my dishes and I felt lonely and anxious and I just reached out. All right. Second mistake. Okay. Yeah. Reach out. Hey, you know what? You need me? I'm here. That's my laundry. Fuck. I hate myself so much right now. Bye. Okay. Love you. Mean it. Bye. Somebody fold this laundry. Okay. Bye. 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 Mean it. Bye.